Somali government troops and Islamist insurgents exchanged some of the heaviest fire in months in the capital of Mogadishu on Sunday. The fighting killed at least 80 people and wounded over 100, including civilians. The conflict broke out in the streets where corpses were still lying from the previous day's violence, in which at least 20 people died. Benjamin Warren is the deputy head of delegation for the International Committee of the Red Cross in Somalia. He says that the fighting has brought many injured into the organization's local hospitals.
The two hospitals that ICRC supports in Mogadishu have received about 35 people between them. And I know that the third hospital in Danile has received 50 wounded.
The country has been racked by violence since Ethiopia took the government in 2006, ousting an Islamist militia that has held much of the country. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.